This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Over the course of the New Year and Christmas period, you might have seen a post on social media asking for you to get in touch if you make music of any kind here in Iceland. And one of those who responded to that plea was my guest today, who's going to talk me through the music that he makes from Mongolia here in Iceland.
It's Hærgrím.
You're here from Mongolia, living in Iceland, studying the history of the country. But here in Iceland, you also make music, don't you? Ambient music, I think. It's very beautiful music that reflects the music of Mongolia.
Yes, it is more like ambient and a little bit experimental, based on the Mongolian folk music. And it's involving some traditional Mongolian elements, like those singing Morin Hor, or some like really traditional melodies that mix with the modern synth wave music, or some like experimental sound that I created at home, just or in the natures.
Because these original melodies, these original pieces of music would have been very old and very ancient, and you're bringing synthesizers and electronics into them. That's quite an interesting blend, isn't it?
Yes, it's an idea that I got to promote the Mongolian music in a new way, because we have hundreds of different melodies that came down from Middle Age. And when I was a kid, like these old melodies, they attract almost no one, because like it's so old that people just bring a string instrument and play and sing. And sometimes it's like out of tune, or that is like what is the traditional music sounds like. And then when young people start to listen to pop music or like the new age music, I had these ideas like, what if the traditional melodies or some like melodies based on the original ones, like traditional ones, that can also merge into a new performance format. So maybe it can attract more young people to listen to Mongolian traditional music and have interest to study, to learn it, and just to pass down the culture.
Sure. Well, I think before we go any further, maybe we play one of your recordings so we get an idea of what it is that we're talking about here. So we'll play a couple of your tracks, one at the end of the conversation and one right now. Which one would you like us to play just now?
I think it's good to play Where Sharp Moran Flows Down.
Thank you.
does Iceland feed in as an influence here? Because, of course, you are from Mongolia here living in Iceland. You've been studying the history of the country and the Nordic regions, you were telling me before we switched on the microphone. So now you're here in Iceland and immersed in Iceland. Does that feed into the way that you treat these Mongolian pieces?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a influence because the landscape of Mongolia and Iceland, they have a lot of similarities in it, like a really flat land could be, and the wavy rivers, and like not really tall mountains, but more like on the hill, and also like the horses and sheep around the grass that is really familiar to me. Also, a thing is that I like to go outside of the cities, like go to the nature and see.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have these rivers flowing down, and I just like to listen to their sound and see from afar, like see where the river leads to. And it gives me a feeling that when I was in my hometown, when I go to the grassland, I do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. And I suppose this might be another similarity, but in Iceland, most of the land is not occupied by people. Most of the land is uninhabited. And I think that's true in Mongolia, too.
Yeah, that is true. Like the Mongolian nomad life is also like really scattered around the country, the Mongolian highland. So you could have just traveled maybe 30 kilometers without meeting anyone. You can have only natures and animals, and maybe 50 kilometers away you saw another nomad family just settled there, and that's their herding ground around. And then it's kind of like when you are standing in this type of environment, all you think about is the nature, all you can see is the nature. That is where the inspiration came from.
You came to Iceland via Norway, fascinated by the Nordic countries and the history of the countries.
Yes.
What was it about them that you wanted to study and learn about?
At first, it was like just pure influenced by the metal music or the video games that they portray, like the Vikings, the Norse people are so cool, you know. And then I just got my interest in to study the mythology and the living culture in Nordic countries. And also a thing that attracted me that was the how strong the people survived in the harsh environment, like no matter if you're through war or raiding or just farming, fishing. The thing is that regardless the harsh weather, that the Nordic people, they always settled. And that is also another thing that I think is quite similar with Mongolians, because Mongolians, they're always on the move, and regardless the harsh weather, they always trying to survive. And it's the strong mentality and the cultural influence that's really attracts me here.
I suppose as well, in Mongolia, you've got even greater extremes though, haven't you? Because it gets very, very hot, I think, and very, very cold, because it's so much in the center of the continent.
Yes. In my hometown, for example, in the summer, we could go up to like 45, 46 degrees, and in the winter it's dropped down to minus 30, 35. And when I was a kid, that was really common to have like minus 38. That was like always on the news. And also in the winter, it could be deadly. We have this like a snowstorm. It's not like a really heavy snow, but it's like after it snowed, the snow was still fine, and then the wind came. So all of the snow particles blow in the wind, so you can't see anything. And then the nomads, they have to go out to pick up their sheep in case they lost. And very common back then, the nomad just died in the storm because they couldn't see anything. And this still happens about like 10 years ago. So yeah, Mongolian life is kind of like really a harsh life that you're always dealing with the bad weather and these accidents. Yeah.
I can see why here in Iceland it feels like home to you now. And it seems to from what you've been saying. Let's go back to the music then that you make here. In Iceland, as we heard there, there's a very ambient feel to this, a very modern feel being brought to these very traditional pieces of music. Do you work on this at home? Is that where you make the music?
Yes, I make everything at home for now. I was trying to find some studio and stuff, but because of some financial difficulties, so I choose to do everything at home. And then I feel it's like if I'm at home, I'm at my most comfortable mentality and situation, and that's where I want my music to sound like.
Yes.
Because when I do music, I don't chase a perfection in every note, in every sound, because that sounds too robotic to me in a way. It's not like I don't like it. It's like just, it's not my style. I want it sounds more flowy, like a real musician, like folk musician trying to tell you a story, mm-hmm. trying to just play in front of you. So there could be a missing note. There could be a small split of the bow when they scratch the string. I think that is what the folk music should be, like should tell you about. It's like a story behind it. It's like alive. It is, there's a like soul in it.
Is this music that can be played live?
Yeah, it is definitely playable in a live. Like the idea of this type of music is not about how you play each note, how you play each backtrack to make everything fit as the record. It's more like you have this environment, you create a picture, you create like an image for the people to see. So the live point of this type of music is to show that you are telling people like what you want them to see. You want them to see a river, you want them to see the fog, you want them to see the the reflection of the nomad life. So the point is to have this as a background, like concept, like you have this melody, you have this small flow in the music, and then how you assemble that in the live music, that is completely you can do it random, you can do it like in a really free way to improvise it.
Yes. And what about collaborating then with other Icelandic musicians? Is that something that you'd like to do or have done?
I have been talking with some other Icelandic musicians or producers, and we have an idea. I'm not sure if I can talk about it now.
That's fine.
But
there's a collab coming up, isn't there?
Yeah, there is an idea coming in.
Okay.
But it's more like a storytelling of Icelandic saga in the Mongolian way.
Okay.
So we have a really traditional storytelling way in my hometown that's like originated in my hometown called the Hollfo. It could be, used in a way that we tell the tell the Icelandic story in the Mongolian, singing Mongolian melodies, and of course try to have some like a special chemical that react.
Yes. Do you think it would work the other way then? If you made music here with Icelandic musicians about Icelandic stories, perhaps, could you then take that back to Mongolia and see how that lands?
I think that could be definitely interesting.
Yes.
And it could be working that way, because people back home, they always want some good stories. So maybe next time I can just bring some Icelandic stories and going back and just play it.
So your music is available to listen to on SoundCloud?
Currently is on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. I used to have Spotify and other platform, but because of some reasons, I stopped using Spotify since last year. Mm. So I want to use SoundCloud as a free platform for people to listen to, and just to support like the other music platforms.
Well, we'll put a link up then to your SoundCloud page on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. And as we said, a couple of songs or a couple of pieces from you in this conversation, one we've heard already. Which other of your songs or pieces would you like us to play?
Another one I would like to play is Falling Through the Mist.
Tell me a little bit about this.
Falling Into the Mist is a song that there was one time I was on a road trip, and then like on the way there was like a heavy fog. You couldn't see much, but what you can see is the shape of the mountains. You can see the shape of the snow on the side, and that kind of feels like you're driving into another realm. It's not like this real life anymore. It's kind of like you're in another place, you're just wandering around, you just focus on the road, and the surrounding is just like a really blurry image, and that is really magical to me. And I had this idea that, okay, I want to make a song about it, something really like ambient, something heavy echoes, there's someone is trying to calling you through the fog that lure you into that. Could be dangerous, could be beautiful, and that just depends on what the people want to hear about it. Think the fog is really magical, because they don't know what will happen in the next second, maybe. Maybe there is a sheep standing in front of you, maybe there is something else, but you never know. And it's always like an adventure, like a magical adventure in the fog.
Well, hopefully you're not driving through heavy fog while listening to this episode from Roof English Radio. We're going to put a link up to your music and finish with that piece today. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.